braces, the term should be abandoned.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the best-selling The New Answers book. Well, Ken, if you believe the term races should be dropped, what do you propose putting in its place?
First of all, let me explain why I believe the term races needs to be thrown out. You see, at the time of Thomas Jefferson, 200 years ago, when the term races was used, they'd think of the Irish race or the English race and so on. But Charles Darwin changed all that when he published his book, The Origin of the Species. The full title actually includes the words, "The Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life." Darwin, as we demonstrate in our new book, was really a racist. He believed that different groups of people evolved at different times, and so some societies were more like apes than others. And sadly, this fueled racist attitudes towards different people groups. Because of this, the word racist today still conjures up evolutionary ideas. Many people think of Darwinian evolution when they hear that word. And as a result, I believe we need to drop the term races entirely when talking about mankind. Based on the Bible and understanding the split up of people due to the event of the Tower of Babel, I believe we should use the term people groups instead. After all, there's only one race of people, all descendants of Adam.
The Bible has the only explanation for the origin of the different people groups, not evolution. Find out more when you read Ken's powerful booklet on the origin of races. It's free at AnswersRadio.com.